This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177-kilometer-long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said the CCEA has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal. The minister said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway access-controlled Mukama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode.
मोकामा से मुंगेर फोर लेनिंग ये बेसिकली बक्सर से भागलपुर जो कॉरिडोर है उस कॉरिडोर का सेक्शन है. इसका इन्वेस्टमेंट होगा 4,447 करोड़. बिहार में अगर आप देखते हैं गंगा जी के साउथ में ये पूरा का पूरा कॉरिडोर है. दक्षिणी बिहार का एक महत्वपूर्ण प्रोजेक्ट है ये. ओवरऑल एक घंटे का ट्रेवल टाइम बचेगा इस प्रोजेक्ट के कारण.
In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives today proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu this evening. However, the proposal sparked discontent, with many youths gathering outside the venue to protest the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protests, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. It comes after the country witnessed chaos and deadly violence, which claimed the lives of several people over the past 2 days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. It also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. Several political leaders have also been seen at Army Headquarters, Jangi Adda, in Bhadrakali. Meanwhile, to contain the unrest, the Nepal Army has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. tomorrow. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighbouring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points, with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. The Uttar Pradesh government has declared a round-the-clock alert in all districts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni today reaffirmed joint commitment to deepen India-Italy strategic partnership. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders also reaffirmed commitment to their shared interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that he was thankful for Italy's proactive support for concluding a mutually beneficial India-EU trade agreement and promoting connectivity through the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor Initiative. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed deep concern at the attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. Poland and NATO today shot down several Russian drones in alleged violation of Polish airspace during Moscow's aerial attack on neighbouring Ukraine. Poland Prime Minister Donald Tusk claimed that the airspace violation at the early hours today amounted to an intentional provocation from Moscow. Mr. Tusk said it forced the NATO and European Union member state to close its airspace and order citizens in the eastern part of the country to stay indoors. He said there were no casualties. On the other hand, Russia rejected Polish accusations, calling Warsaw's statements unfounded. India registered a dominant 9-wicket win over UAE in the second match of the Asia Cup 2025 held in Dubai. Chasing a modest target of 58, India cruised to victory in just 4.3 overs, losing only 1 wicket. Abhishek Sharma provided a quick start with 30 runs, while Shubman Gill remained unbeaten on 20. And that is the end of this news bulletin.